On page 405, 406, in the English, it is the first paragraph, but it is well known. In the Hebrew, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. At the dot, Achmaido es Zeus. It's another in a series of tzedakah letters. And in every one of the letters that the Alter Rebbe sends us is an appeal for funds. There's always another angle. At this point, the Alter Rebbe has been talking about his galus pnimius halev, revealing the inner essence of the heart. And because based on the idea of leis machshava tefisa beklal, you cannot grasp Hashem with your thoughts. Aval tefasta beru'usa deliba, but you can grasp Hashem from the depth of your heart. And he, the Alter Rebbe, explains that this idea of pnimius nekudas halev, or the depth of the heart, ma'umka deliba, is a matana milamaila, is a present from above. A person should sit and think, but he's never going to get there from here. So with that, achmagda is zois, but you should know. Ki Yisrusa de la Eile, he Yisrusa de la Tate, who be Yisrusa de la Tate Davke. It says that if you want to have this arousal from above, meaning you want to get a gift from Hashem, it is Davke, and it's another one of the things also that I learned today, that just as the Alter Rebbe was very stingy with the word mamish, he's also stingy with the word Davke. Dafka means specifically. And when he says Dafka, he means Dafka. It has to be that way.
He's not kidding.
Okay? So, a gift, what do you have to do in order for me to give you a gift?
Accept it.
Not really, nothing. I mean, you know.
Just
accept. Yeah, exactly. Okay?
This could be a precise.
Yeah. Okay? So that's what you might think, that if I'm going to get this gift from Hashem, okay, Hashem, lay it on me, I'm ready. No, it doesn't work that way, because as Akiva pointed out, there has to be a Kabbalah. A gift is only a gift once the person, the recipient, receives it. It comes into their possession. Yeah. Now, in order for them to possess it, so they have to have the capabilities of possessing it.
Right.
So that comes, he says specifically, where does he use the word dafka, is after the Yisrusa de la Tate, the person's arousal from below.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you want to have pnimius halev, so you have to put forth the concerted effort first. Mm-hmm. Hashem is not going to say, oh, look at that lazy person sitting on the couch over there. You know, to motivate him, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him some, you know, he's galus pnimius halev. See what that does for him.
Yeah, drop a bomb on him.
Okay? Because that would be basically just like presenting him with a 400-pound canary. Okay? What are you going to do with it? Okay? So there's some kind of joke about a 400-pound canary from my childhood that just popped into my head, but I don't remember what it had to do with anything. Okay? But
you have to receive it.
You have to be able to, you have to be a recipient for it. The Vachinus halas man, which means, halas means an elevation of the feminine waters. Okay, that's Zohar jargon. Mayim Nukvin, yes. The basically, in simple plain English, our relationship is since we're the mekabel, we're the recipient, that makes us the feminine in the relationship between us and God.
Right.
God's giving, he's the dacharin, he's the male, and we're the nukvin, we're the female. And when we're showing Hashem that we're excited to be in a relationship with Hashem, so then the reciprocation is that Hashem is excited to be in a relationship with us. And so therefore, what is it that a person has to do is show me. Okay. Like I think I said this last week, God's from Arkansas. Did I say that last week? I said that someplace. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No. I think I did say
Missouri. Show me.
Missouri. That's right.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah, show me. Okay. as our sages say, ein tipa yeredes milamaila, it says a drop of rain does not ascend from above, meaning it doesn't rain unless some moisture from down here below evaporates and goes up. So you're familiar, of course, you learned in fourth grade about the water cycle. Yes, everybody knows about that. So it's in Kabbalistic terms, you want it to rain, you have to have moisture from below. Meaning, you have to be a moist Jew, so to speak. God doesn't want any of those dried out desert Jews. He's not causing it to rain in the desert anytime soon. So the person has to show their moisture, which means their excitement for Yiddishkeit. V'lachein tzorach ha'adam lasas ba'as v'tchilas milazu lahasa oras ha'lev v'klipas gasa v'daka ha'malbisha u'makasas al-bachinas nekudas p'nimis ha'lev. That's why, as we were talking about you last time, about the removal of the orla. It says that Hashem of Mal, Hashem as orla slavavacha, Hashem is going to circumcise this foreskin of your heart. Yes. That's only if it's been preceded by Umal, what's the pasuk? That he himself has to initiate it.
Right.
And in other words, and if we're going to want to have his galus of pnimius nakudas halev, a revelation of the very inner aspect of a person's heart, which can relate to the very essence of Hashem, we have to remove the coarsest cover. Thus, by allowing Hashem to do the priya, which we said is the inner membrane, the thinner membrane, which is much harder to remove.
Right.
Okay, so if we take care of the big things, Hashem will take care of the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's vice versa.
I was going to say it's like
vice
exactly
versa.
The opposite.
It's vice
right.
We take care of the little things, Hashem will take care of the big things. Shehu b'chinas, that what is it that we're trying to achieve? How is it is affected? Is this ava b'tainugim that we talked about last time? Shehu b'chinas ava b'avas Hashem, b'chinas l'man chayecha, that Hashem is your life, and therefore you're madly in love with Him. Mm-hmm. As we said, I don't remember what chapter it was, that if a person does you a favor, then you feel in a certain sense of gratitude to the person.
Right.
If a person saves your life, then you feel total and completely indebted to the person. Hashem is giving you life.
Yeah.
So the feeling of gratiation that we have for this individual who has saved our lives, how much more so we should have such a feeling for Hashem who supplied us with a neshama. Because every morning we say, neshama shenasata bi tahiri, the soul that you gave me. Every morning Hashem gives us a soul, and we say, Maidani, thanks, buddy, and we go on our merry way. Okay? Not to say that we're flipping God the bird, but... Okay, it's pretty close. Shehu begalus b'tayves ar lamazeh, because what do we do with our soul? Is we take it and we schlep it around wherever we go, and all the schmutz that we want to get that we are accustomed to wallowing in, we take our nefesh elokis, we take the godliness which is attached to it, like we learned in Geras Hatshuva, and we wallow in it, and we're all quite cozy, and that's not going to cut it. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. There has to be, or the expression is you can only be tied in one place. Okay, the rope is we have. There's a rope. The one end of the rope is tied to Hashem. The other end of the rope can only be tied to one place. It's only got two ends.
Right.
One end is already taken. So where we decide to tie the other end of the rope is totally and completely up to us. And if we are going to tie it to the schmutz, so then it's tied to schmutz. The hain al yidei nesin. Now, how does that happen? Shehu b'chinas v'tayz al mazeh, shehem gan kem v'chinas l'man chayecha b'l'umazeh. That when a person attaches themselves to tayv'z al mazeh, so listen, I mean, what keeps you alive? The food that you eat. So it comes out that the things that you open up the fridge for and say, I got to have one of those, and for that time, it's keeping you alive. So you have a choice where you're going to direct your energy.
Right.
And he's saying that you should remove the coarse outer layer of your persona, mm-hmm. so that you can be a vessel for receiving the gift that Hashem wants to give us.
Right.
Not like I say the gift that keeps on giving, but Hashem wants to give us this gift. So at this point, this is where the Alter Rebbe introduces the hook. Okay, you knew it was coming. I've been saying it all along, right from the very onset, that this is a letter encouraging tzedakah. Okay, so now, if you want a very effective way of removing the coarseness of your heart, to do the mal as levavacha, the circumcising, the coarse outer outer skin of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Says, what's the best way to do it? Hainal yedei nesinas tzedakah la Hashem. That means through giving tzedakah.
Mm.
That does it. More than anything else, if you want a specific act which is going to redirect a person's energies, take them away from the taivas olam hazeh, the klippa that a person wants to attach himself to out of his natural love, which is an expression of his nefesh Bahamas, he has to give away his money to charity. Shehu chayus, so that we've been talking all along, that what's Hashem? Hashem is his chayus. And he can decide where does he want his chayus to go. So where is his chayus coming to him? How is Hashem giving him chayus? It's coming through his parnasa. Where does your parnasa come from? Your parnasa comes from Hashem. So by this, that a person's taking the vitality, the livelihood that they got from Hashem, and giving it away, so that removes the coarse cover. Ubeprat mishamozoi naisav mitzumtzumim. And specifically, we're talking about a person who's on a limited budget.
Mm.
Now, between you and me, there isn't anybody alive in this world who is not on a limited budget.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their limits, how much they can spend.
Right.
Some people can spend more than other people, but...
Indeed, yes.
When it comes to the acquisition of stuff, so the Gemara says the person who has 200 wants 400, whatever.
Right.
The person who has 100 wants to has 200, 100 wants 200,
right.
And it's exponential from there.
Hmm.
So a person who's into acquiring stuff,
yes,
isn't happy with just with the stuff that they have, wants to acquire
more
stuff. That's why they call them collectors.
Yes.
Okay. You never hear the person referred to as a collected. I'm a collected. I collected all of this stuff, and that's it. That's all I want.
Yes.
Usually, collectors are the point when they're thinking, "Ooh, I just need one more of those."
Yes.
Okay. To the point where you could have all kinds of collectors, but when it comes to collecting of those type of things, so it's just stuff.
Stuff
is what it comes out to.
Yeah.
I have a person with whom I learned who's lost his brother, unfortunately. His brother passed away at a young age, 62.
Mm.
And his brother was fabulously wealthy, megabucks.
Mm.
Big, huge house. Okay, he had paintings in his house that were, I'm not saying who.
I know.
Who were, these paintings were so large that he had the artists commissioned to come and paint them in his house. Because there would have been no way
to get
them into the house.
Right, okay.
Okay? And this guy collected everything that could possibly be collected. Never mind stamps and coins. This guy had matchbooks. He'd go to a restaurant, he'd say, okay, can I have a matchbook? Okay? And he would take the little matchbook, and he had a room half the size of my kitchen with nothing except matchbooks in display cases. Okay, and when his brother was showing me all the different collections, I said, what are you going to do with this? And he said, believe it or not, the Society of Matchbook Collectors have already made a bid for his collection. Okay, so like my mother would say, the world is not lacking in crazy people.
That's for sure.
Okay, yeah. And he's showing me this.
The Society of Matchbook Collectors.
You know, they are on a collision course with destiny, in that they will fade from the earth because there is no way that there are enough male and enough female matchbook collectors to reproduce. They're gone. Done deal. They're going to be fading into.
They're asexual. You don't need to have more. But this guy collected. This guy had a whole room full of carnival glass. This guy had a whole glass, had a room size of my living room filled with shot glasses from different places. You know, this all kinds of, and then this, as his brother's showing me around all of his house and showing me he had the paintings that he had Picasso's and Warhol's. He had Andy Warhol paint a picture of his wife in the same style like he did all the other pictures, like the different, you know, the rainbow, whatever's. So he says, but my brother was 62 years old when he died. So what good's all this stuff?
Did he get a Jewish burial?
Yes.
Thank God.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank God.
For that much.
Oh, he's up for debate for a while.
Yeah. Function. Okay. So the... Wow. So, but that's what acquiring stuff gives. Now, what is he say that the ultimate... So the a person's got a limited budget. Everybody only has so much. And what is he doing? V'dachika le'shaita tuva shenaisen mechayev mamish. He's pushing away the time. He could be going and buying more stuff.
Stuff.
And what does he do? He gives it away. He's giving away from his life. And specifically, this guy's like a laborer. If a person really is a person has to he didn't land an inheritance. He had to work for his money. So it says a person that says, okay, somebody else doing it for you might have achieved more, but if you do it yourself, you appreciate it more. Ma'umka, yes. Depth. That's Aramaic. As that a person, he found himself that he was occupying in it for... because at some point, he's going to be touching the very depth of his heart. Like, for example, at any time a person's working in business, a kiai gavna. So every time a person is he talks about in the late Chafs, in the first part of Tanya, that you have a person who's sitting, he's working in business, and he's thinking to himself, you know, this really is a waste of time. It'd be really better if I was sitting and learning.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the world be so much better if I could just sit and learn? And he says at that point that what you should do is just push that thought out with two hands and get back to work, because that's your Yesh Hara just trying to trip you up. But between all of us, what would be absolutely the best thing if we could do it? It'd be to sit and learn all day. It would be. There's nothing wrong with it. It's absolutely the best thing it could possibly be done. Okay? Is to spend your whole day sitting and learning. But we put ourselves into the world to make the world a better place, to accomplish things. We don't have people who will pay us to sit and learn all day enough to pay our bills.
Do you have your realtor now for Lakewood?
I couldn't afford a house in Lakewood if I wanted to sit and learn.
I couldn't afford. Take another wife, your Schwer will pay.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I have to go to Flatbush to get a second wife. Yes, thank you very much. Okay. So at some point, the person feels that there has to be something better for the business. And for that, we understand that what should a person do at that point? Get tzedakah. It's not a band-aid. It's the opposite of a band-aid. It's ripping the scab off. Okay, it's allowing the nekudas halev, the very inner aspect of the heart, to express itself. Harata pam kishner faza miyagia now. When he disperses and disseminates from his toil, and he's giving out charity, a joyous expression. He's happy that he's doing it.
Happy heart.
Yes, and it says the Rambam lists 8 ways to give charity. Okay, so the next to number 3 from the bottom is that at least he's giving happily. Those are the things. If he gives the guy a job, if he gives the guy he doesn't know him, he comes to him first, he gives him smiling. Right. He's a lot better than here, just take this, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a higher level than that. Okay, so at least if a person is happy that he has the opportunity, that when someone comes to him and says, I need, he's able to provide for that person.
Mm.
And give that person what they need.
Mm.
He says with the Meshachas, from this he redeems his soul from the depths of Sheol. And he says in all the languages that he uses in all these tzedakah letters, I mean there's a dozen or so letters, Sheol means purgatory.
Yeah.
What language is that?
Hebrew. It also it's transliterated into English in many Bibles.
Yes, it is.
Get the word hell. Where
oh no!
The actual word.
How the hell do I know? I don't know. That was on tape, by the way. So anyway,
what do you get? What do you get if you cross an elephant and a rhinoceros?
Go ahead.
Elephino.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know. Thank you very much. I should have turned the tape off for that one,
yes,
too.
Yes, you should have.
Hell of a job, isn't it?
Okay, that means...
Sorry.
Okay, we're having too much fun. I'm sorry. We're not allowed to have so much fun.
It's my fault.
Okay, so now what this does then is... Because he's been engaged in the acquisition of stuff, so now when he distributes money to charity, it redeems the stuff that he's the money that he's put into this stuff. That doesn't mean that he should be thinking one for me, one for God, one for me, one for God. That
yeah, that's
again,
it's a good idea.
Ektiv Eshev doesn't work that way.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay. And about the idea of giving of tzedakah and how much a person should give has already been talked about
right.
in the earlier chapters of Agaras HaTshuva.
Yes.
That means to say, what does he redeem? He redeems the very essential point of his heart that we've been talking about, that we want to have, v'chinas galus teshuvah, to bring it out from the exile. So that it should be, what's exile mean? Exile means limited. Not being able to express itself, unrevealed, hidden, farshmutzed, v'teicha klipa gasa idaka, in this coarse covering of klipa, whether it be thick klipa or whether it just be thinly veiled. Because if it's thinly veiled, it's still veiled.
Still klipa, yeah.
K'mo shekazo v'chol mishmar nitzar l'kach mishmar. Pirsh Beis HaSurim, as it says that from every prison jail, your heart will be redeemed. Mishmar Pirsh Beis HaSurim. A mishmar means a prison, and prisoners can't go very far. They can go as far as the wall.
Yeah.
Oops. And now he's redeemed from this tzedakah. V'zu gam ken lashon priya, inyan priyas chayv. This is also this word of what he's doing now is similar to the word that we had for removing the inner skin, the inner membrane that you talked about by the mila. You have the mila and the priya.
Mm-hmm.
So priya means the inner membrane, but the word pariya means also to pay back. Like to pay back a debt.
Hmm.
So with this now, when a person is paying tzedakah, he's giving the tzedakah. You remember there's this the idea that if a person is giving money to someone, it means, or something, some organization, it means that Hashem has given that individual the money which is earmarked for that individual or that organization.
Right.
It's not that he's giving his money.
It's funny. I was telling Naim Elimelech yesterday was his yard site.
Yeah.
Okay. That is only true according to the Nine Elimelech. Excuse me, I know we're Tanya, but that is only true when the person who gives is giving within his required limits. When they give beyond that, there's no limit then.
You're still saying the same thing. If Hashem would not have given me money that I have to give to this organization, I wouldn't give any money to that organization, regardless of how much I had to give. Right. I would say, I'm sorry, you're not worthy of me getting
Rosh Hashanah,
money.
Rosh Hashanah, you make
$110,000. Rosh Hashanah, you make 110% of your income. You have to give 10%. So Hashem has given you money to give away. And I say, I'm not giving to this organization. That
how
means
much are we required to give?
A minimum of 10%. If under I normal circumstances, 20%.
And if I give beyond the 20%, is
yes.
that a veira? No. Okay? You give beyond the 20%, and I give to tzedakah beyond the 20%. I give my the 10, I give 30%.
Okay. So you want to say the extra 10%.
Does not go against your required, your income that you will receive on Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's not what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is, if I didn't want to tell the story because I think I've told it before. There was a businessman who lost his money, and he went to the Rebbe Rosh Shab, and he wanted an eighth of what business he could get back into to get back on his feet. And the Rebbe Rosh Shab told him, "Gay clap a knife and tearin." He said, go knock on door, beg. And he said, "I should beg?" He said, "I can't handle the rejection. People, a person's going to give me pennies. What am I supposed to do with pennies?" And maybe he's even worse. He's going to tell me, "I'm sorry, I have nothing." So the Rebbe Rosh Shab told him that if somebody doesn't give you when you ask, it means that, well, back up. Hashem has many ways of providing a person a livelihood. Yesh harbe shluchim lamakim. And if this person isn't giving you money, it means that Hashem has not made him a shliach for your parnasa. Your parnasa is coming into the world. And Hashem decided that it's not going to come through this person. When this person says, "Sorry, I can't give you anything," it means that he doesn't have your money. So he's traveling from place to place, and he sees that he comes to a house, a very big house, and he figures the guy's got bucks. So he knocks on the door, he gets let in, and the balabas tells him, "I'm sorry, I don't have anything to give you." So he said, "That's okay, don't be sorry. Hashem didn't give you any of my money." So the guy said, "What are you talking about?" So he told him the whole story about what the Rebbe Rosh Shab said to him, and he said, "Tell me who you are, what's your story?" So he told him he's a rich businessman, he lost his money. So the guy told him, "You know what, I'm not going to give you money. I'll become a shutuf with you, I'll partner with you. I'll invest in something, and you'll make money, you'll get back on your feet." So that's what the guy did. Okay, and he got back on his feet. And they all lived happily ever after, right? Okay. So my wife hates when I tell stories like that, because not everybody lives happily ever after in real life, just in the stories.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying, is that when you, when a person is giving tzedakah, it's like prius chayv. It's like paying back an obligation. That you're giving money to this individual organization because it's their money. Hashem has earmarked that this money that's supposed to go to them is going through you. It's similar to with Rabbi Akiva and the Roman governor, who asked Rabbi Akiva, "He says in your Torah that Hashem loves the poor. So if Hashem loves the poor so much, why doesn't he make them rich? Why doesn't he provide for them?" So Rabbi Akiva said, "He does through us. Because he's giving us the opportunity to be, as the expression goes, co-creationists, that we get to participate." And like this, what is the Alter Rebbe is saying, is that when a person does do this, this is removing not just the coarse outer skin of their heart, which has been covering over their spiritual sensitivity, but it could even remove the thinner inner part also as well, which has been covered over. The thin veil. That these forces of evil have been ruling over and dominating over this expression of the inner part of the heart. V'zehu v'shaveha b'tzedaka. This is what it means to be redeemed through tzedakah, which is how he started this letter off to begin with. The letter starts with the verse, Pater b'shalom, En Yisrael negilin ela b'tzedaka, Shneamar v'shaveha b'tzedaka. Okay, so what does it mean? Her captives. What's her captives? Her captives are you. Mm. The very essence of your heart, which is captive within the realm of the forces of evil. And now by your giving tzedakah, you're able to break the stronghold that the forces of evil have on you. V'zehu tzadik lefanav yahalach. He asked a question at the beginning of the thing, at the beginning of this letter also. It says, he says, Uksiv tzadik lefanav yahalach, havalev lememer yaylach. Okay, it says that the tzaddik before him, he will cause to go. And it should have said will go. What does it say, cause to go? Hu kaloshin pnimius. This expression of yaholik, causing to go, is better than just say will go. Will go means a transitory going. Will cause to go means that there's an active participation in there. It's like schlepping. It says now what happens is the tzaddik is going to schlep the very inner parts of the heart. Lahashem. V'acherkach yasim l'derech Hashem pa'amav. And then he sets his footsteps towards Hashem. Because once a person gets over the initial inertia, so then, and they're going as his mitzvah, gereres mitzvah, he will be able to continue along this line. And so what the Alter Rebbe is doing at this point is encouraging, not that the person should give, these letters went out periodically, I think maybe once a year. He says, don't wait once a year to get the letter to give. Give on a regular basis. You get paid on a regular basis, so give on a regular basis. As it says, you should go in his path, and after Hashem Elokecha, you should go. And all of this means not just the giving of tzedakah, because tzedakah now is the initiation. That's how it's starting. Remember, we said that if you want to experience that he's galus pnimius alev, this revelation of the inner part of the heart, the ave b'tainugim, this love of Hashem to the level of delights. So he said it starts with the giving of the tzedakah. It's just the removal of the coarse cover is just the start. Now that you've done that, so go ahead, go do the rest of your mitzvahs now. But do them in a way which is you show that you're excited. It's not that I wake up and I have to do mitzvahs. It's wake up and, oh boy, I get to do mitzvahs. And that's the show me that Hashem is looking for. That we said at the onset of this hour, that if you want to have a gift from above, you have to make a keli from below. You have to show Hashem, I'm a receptacle for what you want to give me, Hashem. Shekulin oilin laHashem al yedei pnimius alev beyeser seis umayla mayla maylasin laHashem al yedei chetzaynius alev hanelim behisbainus vehadas levad and beli haharis panim lamayla. And all of this happens because why? The person is stopping to think. He's thinking about the greatness of Hashem. He's thinking about what his acts as maisa of mitzvahs, the act of doing a positive command, is able to affect. And he's doing this without any great present from above. It's not Hashem pushing him to do it. He's doing the pushing. Okay, this is an expression of the exterior part, the external part of the heart, the part of his conscience, the part of his psyche. Belihar is panim elamayla, without any revelation from above. Elohim is hester panim. Hashem's concealed. Hashem's still saying, wait, let's see what you got for us. Because because Hashem will only show his face, meaning the only way which Hashem will be able to affect this person, that there will be a revelation of the innermost part of their heart, is if the person gets excited below. And the onset of all that, of how does a person get excited below, is through the giving of tzedakah. That tzedakah is called shalom. Everybody's happy. You feel good about it. The guy getting it for sure feels good about it. Your economy starts booming because now more people have money to spend. So the grocer down the street also feels happy. This is what it means. Redeem with peace, meaning with tzedakah, yeah. Nafshi. He's specifically saying, my soul. That the act of tzedakah is able to remove the soul from the bonds of the klippah. And this is another reason why tzedakah is called peace. Because it causes a treaty between us and God. That it's through the redemption of your soul, that what's your soul? Your soul is a portion of Hashem. Redeeming it from the chitzanim. That you could have used this money to acquire stuff, make yourself fat, and you're giving it away. And thus, by showing Hashem that you mean business, and then he says, the Rebbe Zalt, the most of these letters deal with the prophet Tzedakah's Eretz Yisrael, giving money to support the poor in Israel. The Alter Rebbe had, from 1776, a tremendous network in Eretz Yisrael of supporting poor families, with tangible support that they should be able to live. Not just theoretical stuff. Kol Chabad, which is still in existence, which runs many, I think over 60 soup kitchens in Eretz Yisrael, is the direct result of the acts of the Alter Rebbe. And it's still called the Tzedakah of the Alter Rebbe. And says, this is a Tzedakah Hashem Mamish. This is Mamish Hashem stuff. Because if you remember, in 1776, Jews who lived in Israel had no livelihood. There was no economy in Israel in 1776. There was no businesses. There was no factories. There was no way to make a living. So the only thing that people could do was rely on funds that were sent to them. And the Alter Rebbe encouraged people to go and settle in Israel and make it a Jewish place. His own children went. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Alter Rebbe's children went?
Yeah, Slonim. Slonim is, I think, the daughter of the Alter Rebbe, daughter of the Mittler Rebbe.
Yeah.
Granddaughter.
Yeah, yeah.
He only had three children. He only had three children. So the three sons stayed. But the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe's daughter, moved to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Okay, the Tzemach Tzedek's cousin would be the same. Would be the same thing. Yeah. The Rebbe of Menucha Rachel, who's buried in Hebron, the Tzemach Tzedek gave her a bracha to walk between the raindrops.
Yeah, I know.
You were mentioning my shver.
Yeah.
Earlier, my shver to this day learns in her base medrash. She has a base medrash
in Hebron.
In Hebron proper.
Right.
And. I can't say the politics about it, but
everybody wants it.
Yeah, the shliach there is claiming it, that it's his.
Okay, no, we won't go into that politics. It's enough the Arabs also want it, right?
Right. The Jews are fighting it.
Yeah, v'hayene v'libo sham kol hayamim, that the eyes of
Hashem.
Shahud zekas v'mashu v'shikas v'tamidene Hashem l'kecha bo, that the eyes of God are upon Israel from the beginning of the year till the end of the year, and he has a whole letter about that line.
Yeah.
V'haya ein of Aliba Sham, it says, my eyes and my heart are there, kol hayamim all days. V'hisha amda lana lifteis chaya nafshenu ma'atzis ha'chayshivim la'lidcheis Pa'amenu v'tamud lana la'ad l'shum nafshein l'asum nafshein b'chayim amitim b'chayah chayim. Here ended the periods. L'or b'or achayim asher yor Hashem panav itanu selva amen keni hiratzayim. Period. So that it is up to us to give from the redemption of our souls.
Yeah.
And to push away our footsteps into that we should stand and we should go in a way of our souls with the true life, which is from the source of life of lives. And the to be illuminated with the light of life, which Hashem illuminates our with His face upon us constantly. Amen. Ken Yehi Ratzayin. Give today. Don't delay. Operators are standing by.
Yes.
To be continued. End of chapter 4.
Four.
Siman 4.